Islamization of Europe, West's rendezvous with Sharia. Our actions have consequences. Europe is going to face soon what India is facing today as a result of change in faith demographics. Islamic invasion of the West. The latest wave of European invasion of Islam did not come through the hoofs of the marching horses but droves of asylum seekers. Only in 2015, Europe received 1.5 million of these. Every year between 900,000 to 1 million people get the citizenship of a member state of an EU country. 2.4 million non-EU migrants entered the EU in 2017. Eventually, almost all of them will become European citizens. Most of them are from Muslim countries. When coupled with high birth rates, this is changing the face of European cities, permanently. Let us take Sweden as a case study. A country of 10 million has close to 9% Muslim population. In Western Europe, Muslims generally live in major urban areas, often concentrated in poor neighborhoods of large cities. Overall percent of Muslims in EU is at 5%. Sweden took disproportionately high number of Muslim migrants and now they are reaping the harvest. The areas with large Muslim populations also happen to be neighborhoods that Swedish police designate vulnerable areas. The term refers to areas with high levels of poverty, high levels of people of a foreign background and by having criminal networks exerting pressure on those living in or visiting these neighborhoods. In Malmo, Muslims are 16% of the population, which is tipping the city towards this anarchy. This percentage is almost the same in India. Europe, therefore, should be ready to see more riots like of Delhi and Bangalore. Birmingham is the second largest city in the UK after London. The city of Birmingham is also the 28th largest city in Europe, and the 17th largest city in the European Union. The majority population of Birmingham is now from Islam. Nearly 50,000 people in the city cannot speak English. Birmingham is now a majority, minority city. After white British, the next biggest ethnic group in Birmingham is Pakistani, making up 13% of the resident population. You will find uncanny similarity in description of Muslim neighborhoods, be that in Delhi, Bangalore, Bhopal, Birmingham or Paris. Islam is growing fast in Europe due to immigration and higher than normal fertility rates. Between 2010 and 2015, the Muslim fertility rate in Europe was 2.1%. By 2030, Muslims are predicted to form about 8% of the population of Europe. From mid-2010 to mid-2016 alone, the share of Muslims in Europe rose more than 1 percentage point, from 3.8% to 4.9%, from 19.5 million to 25.8 million. By 2050, the share of the continent's population Muslim could more than double, rising to 11.2% or more, depending on how much migration is allowed into Europe. Even in the unlikely event that future migration is permanently halted, the Muslim population still would rise to an estimated 7.4%, due to the relative youth and high fertility rates of Europe's current Muslim residents. Majority of the Muslims want to live in the West but love Sharia too. Recent terror incidents show that Europe's terrorism is homegrown. Muslims are much younger and have more children than other Europeans. In 2016, the median age of Muslims throughout Europe was 30.4 years, 13 years younger than the median for other Europeans. Looking at another way, 50% of all European Muslims are under the age of 30, compared with 32% of non-Muslims in Europe. In addition, the average Muslim woman in Europe is expected to have 2.6 children, a full child more than the average non-Muslim woman, 1.6 children. The changing demography of European cities. Muslim population percentage in the Western capitals and main cities is exploding exponentially. As an example, the total Muslim population in London from Pakistan, India and Bangladesh is 550,000, which is 40% of total Muslims in England and 12.4% of the metropolitan London. The statistics for Paris, Barcelona, Rome, Frankfurt, Amsterdam, Berlin are not too different. Terrorism is homegrown. Majority of the Muslims want to live in the West but love Sharia too. Recent terror incidents show that Europe's terrorism is homegrown. If the majority of Muslims are allowed to spend their lives in their own narrow ghettos of mind, procreating, it would decisively alter the ethnic and geographic strata of the Europe in the next 40 years. Assimilation and understanding is very important, otherwise Europe is going to face an upsurge of social unrest in the decades to come. the way forward towards peace. The only way is to openly and unequivocally let the Muslims know that the present narrative of Islam is not acceptable at all and declaring this is not racism. The world must support free thinking and liberal elements within the faith to revive the spirit of medieval free thinkers of Islam. The West must put a universal moratorium on the Salafi, Saudi, Takfiri, and Ahatollah's interpretation of a militant and political Islam. No nonsense in the name of freedom of religion and speech be allowed. We must accept that the West has been complicit in helping extremism in Muslim societies. They created monsters in Afghanistan, Saudi Arabia, and Pakistan to fight communist USSR. Now, the West must pay for their sins. USA has done too much of damage in artificially changing the Middle East and trying to introduce democracy. In the 19th and the 20th centuries, the British Empire seeded conflict in the world by creating artificial boundaries. They must make it a long-term priority to support the liberal and free thinkers in Pakistan, India, Bangladesh, Indonesia, Nigeria, Afghanistan, etc. Military and economic aid must be linked with how these countries treat their religious and ethnic minorities. Pakistan should be forced to abandon the blasphemy laws and reform their education system. A country surviving on the dole of IMF can't be allowed to have curriculum and laws based upon hate. Human rights violations must not be any country's internal matter. The G8 countries must fuel liberal education in these countries, as they did help create Taliban to fight USSR. Policing the borders is not the solution. Europe can't stop immigrant boats by enacting laws or patrolling the seas. It's only by helping to create safe and peaceful societies in the hubs of unrest that the whole world can stay safe, at large. The author is based in UK. Thank you for listening to The Organizer.